Hello again, and welcome to the September of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and I have the monthly privilege and pleasure of discussing special topics in the areas of leadership and communication and professional development, and of course, innovation with all of you every month. And this month, as the 15th of September was getting closer and college classes for me have started and the teaching part of that, and my consultant projects are taking maybe a little extra time these days, and there's just a lot of regular life stuff going on. For some reason, I was procrastinating about getting this Learning Moments podcast done. I knew the topic I wanted to share, but for all of the reasons I just talked through, I just used them as hiding spots to avoid sitting down and recording this, because it is kind of an emotionally hard topic, and I delayed as long as I could, but because it has so many personal and professional impacts that I thought, we got to get on with it. So this month's podcast, I want to talk about seasons of change. Yeah, seasons of change. And by seasons of change, I'm referring to those times when a very appreciated person is leaving your work family for whatever reason. And because of their strong leadership and communication and professional development and innovation contributions to your workplace over the times, I thought it might be beneficial to talk about the situation of leaving, the goods and the bad feelings, and the necessary actions that need to be prioritized for a positive and progressive future for you, your coworkers, and your organization or business as a whole. I guess first, don't try and talk somebody or guilt them out of their decision. You don't know this entire situation, and you never will. And you don't want them to change their mind because they feel guilt. Instead, share the different messages of learning that you have had with them over the years, and the gaps that maybe might happen for a while and that need to be filled. They'll feel appreciated. Next, don't come across as if you were mad at them, okay? And that's something I get guilty of at first. What value going forward does that sensation have for anyone? Yes, you might be flustered because your workload may increase, or you realize that the great team situation you have experienced over the last year or years will disappear somewhat. But feelings of anger and resentment have no place in facilitating a positive transition period for everybody, and I mean everybody. And finally, be sure to constructively limit the time everybody you dwell on what was and how difficult that future might be. Why? Because you will find very little help on progressive changes you and your organization will have to make if you continue to twist your head around and only look backward. The future isn't behind you or in your past. It is directly in front of you to redesign, rebuild, repurpose, and perhaps reinvent and re-innovate. Times and things in every workplace change and will continue to change. So think about it. I believe coworkers will be looking around for leadership and communication and professional development and innovation on the best way forward. Don't be a disappointing factor for them in these areas. The longer you procrastinate in what was, the longer it will take for you and everyone in your workplace to begin thinking and feeling and looking futurish. There are other aspects of transition activities that I can continue to discuss, but my time is getting short. But everybody's situation will be and is different. So bottom line, give the time and thoughts about equality, departing coworker, their appropriate due, and you'll know what that is. Then be an example of necessary progress and look across your workplace and consider changes, consider growth, and family style evolution. I guarantee someone needs this support and guidance. So don't let them down or continue to look for it. They should find it in you. Hey, thanks so much for your listening time. I hope this talk helps, because it helps me. And we'll get together in October.